Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. And it's Monday. How can you tell? I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul. We're going to bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. It is, as I said, Monday, May 17th, 2021. I'm Melody Cedarstrom. Good afternoon, Butch.
Good afternoon, Melody. How are you doing today?
Well, it's Monday.
Yes, so it is.
It's doing great.
I have a bunch of good news. You want a good news program? I got a bunch of good news.
Yes, good news you
items.
Do.
I do. I follow orders. When a woman says jump, I ask how high on the way up.
And how long shall I stay there?
So. Exactly.
Well, we had a great day in gold today. And, of course, the markets down are just a little bit. In fact, gold, spot gold jumped 1.3%. We had 1866 per ounce by 150 today on Eastern Standard Time. That's the highest since February 1st. And, so again, it seems like there is some sort of a flight to safety as we'll take what we can get, out of the equity markets, but it all goes towards higher inflation numbers, that trend is going to go forward much stronger. And the treasury yields pretty much stayed where they were. So let's go ahead. I guess this week everyone is waiting the minutes of the U.S. Federal Reserve's last meeting. And of course that is due on Wednesday. For more of those cues on the U.S. Central Bank's monetary policy and any comments on inflation. So we wait breathlessly for their release of the minutes. And it's like, Butch, it's just like, oh, Lord. Oh, my goodness gracious. I mean, are you really kidding me? It's going to make some sort of a difference. Like, they're not going to do anything. They're not going to do anything to upset the apple cart. They're going to continue to, you know, hold on to the notion that the increase in inflation has more to do with the, you know, reopening of our economy than any type of real inflation. That truly is, inflation really is a monetary phenomenon. So, you know, it's just a really silly
thing. And inflation is just temporary anyway. You know,
it's just temporary.
Yeah, it's transient.
Yes.
We've had it for 60, 70 years now or longer, but it's just transient. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, exactly. So, oh, my goodness gracious. But right now, we're still holding that 1866 level, up $21 on the New York spot price after market. You have silver up 73 cents.
Wow.
2.64% at 28.26. Platinum was up $13 at 1245. Palladium was up 9 at 2,958. The USDX today was down 0.14 at 90.18. So we'll have to see if it can hold that 90 number until the Fed's release of their minutes come Wednesday. Crude oil was up 93 cents at 66.30. And the paper markets did not a whole lot today. The Dow slipped about 50 points. Again, we saw tech weekend a little bit. So the Dow was 54 points to the downside, 34,327. The S&P was down 10.56 at 4,163. The NASDAQ was down 50 at 13,379 also, as pretty much the same as the Dow. And the bonds today, the 10-year was 1.64%. Europe, let's see what Europe did. They were down across the board. Asia, most of them were higher except the Nikkei. That was down 259 points. So, you know, it's again, all commentary is on inflation. And, you know, we continue to see the oil prices rise. Bitcoin dropped to a 3-month low. You know, it's pretty much a U.S. home builder confidence study in May. And that's kind of, you know, I was told, Butch, I don't know if we talked about it on this program or not, but builders, if you're having a home built, you can't lock in a price. You know, when you build a house, it's like, well, this house is going to cost you this much. Now they're putting in these disclosures that's saying as the price of lumber rises, so will your payment at the end. So these builders, so you really don't know the final outcome of your home if you're building it until it's done. And
that's certainly a sign of the unstable economy and inflation. That's certainly a proof of that.
And I was talking to a builder today, and that he was saying, he says what they did, he says they are honoring, he says they're doing it differently now, but the ones, he says, you know, we've been absorbing the increases. He says, but, you know, these homes are costing $30,000-$40,000 more just for the lumber.
Yep.
And he says, we can't absorb that forever. And he says, there are builders going out of business because of this, which I was unaware of.
Amazing.
So, you know, this is what happens. And, you know, people will pay a lot more for their home. So now their mortgages, I mean, most people, when they get their mortgage, they usually go to the, you know, the high end of what they can do. So now all of a sudden, their mortgage is going to be $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 more than what they had anticipated.
Yep.
They're going to have to come up cash with that. So I don't know if you're going to see homes default. You know, like some of these builders that go into these areas and they have their own subdivisions and so forth, these little cookie cutter homes. You know, if they, you know, if people can't come up with the cash, they're going to have to fall back. Say they can't do it. So, kind of interesting what type of an impact that'll have on the markets. And a lot of these homes, too, you know, they had six-month promises from builders, and now they're turning into 9 months and 12 months because they can't get, you know, the appliances and other things to finish their home. So it baffles me when we see, you know, I guess it doesn't, but the price of homes rising so much. And so that's interesting to me. And before we get on to all your good stories for the day, good news.
It's called Good Mood Monday. Good Mood Monday.
We'll see what happens.
But you said do it. And like I said, I follow orders. I've been married a long time. I'm used to following orders from a woman.
But I heard this. I was out doing errands, and I heard this radio show talking about this, where Penn State College, where I used to live, approves to stop using freshman and sophomore terms and others due to male-centric academic history. So now Penn State is making sure the university becomes more inclusive.
Oh, my gosh.
And they approved a proposition that would remove gender terms, binary terms, from their course and program descriptions. It's you can't use freshman. You can't use junior. You can't use senior. I mean, it's just like... The proposition states the university has grown out of a typically male-centered world. And again, the recommendation also includes moving away from the use of gendered pronouns when referring to students, faculty, staff, and guests in all written materials, including recruiting materials, admission materials, scholarship information, housing materials, and other outward-facing documents, internal documents, and websites. The recommendation is to replace he, him, his, and she, her, hers with they, them, and theirs, or use non-gendered terms such as student, faculty member, staff member, and so forth.
How about it?
Yeah, hey, why not? Hey, it.
Yeah.
Cousin it. There was cousin it.
I remember cousin it.
Yeah.
I do. You talk like a Yankee. No, you can't.
I mean, so the world is insane. How old it is. And you know what's more insane, Butch, is how it's happening so fast.
Well, King's High School in King's Mills, Ohio, just crowned the prom king and queen. Both of them are female, and they're both lesbian lovers. I'm not making up. This is for real. Riley Loudermilk and Annie Wise are prom king and queen. That's America today, and that's Sodom and Gomorrah today.
Wow. It's just happening so fast.
It is. Well, I did a teaching this past weekend, Bible study, Melody, on the Great Reset. But I had it meant what it said, a Great Reset, but I had a different twist to it to explain what happened. It's also a great mind reset. It started clear back in the Garden of Eden when Adam and Eve lived in a perfect paradise, walked with God every day, and Satan came in and did a mind reset and tricked Eve into sinning, lusting for to be a god, and then Adam, she did the same thing to Adam. And man's mind has been the battleground ever since as a great reset position to get man more enslaved and more ensnared in what's going on in the world, and everything from morality to economics to physical now. It's all come down to the fact that our mind has been reset. So it has been a great reset. It didn't happen overnight. And it's like putting a puzzle together. You said, well, it's going together fast. It's like putting a 1,000-piece puzzle together. When you're down the last 10, 15 pieces, you slam them pretty fast because the great mind reset, the great puzzle picture, is almost done. So it's speeding up really quickly now because they're putting the last few pieces in. Mm-hmm. And that's how it works. That's why in Romans chapter 1 in the Bible, we're told that we're to renew our mind because we had a mind reset by Satan. Now we got to reset it back to Christ. Unfortunately, the masses don't understand what that means, so they don't care. But that's why it's going together so quickly, because it's almost complete. Now I'll be quiet. I'm going to share it with you.
Real? You be quiet?
No.
I'll try. But I thought, you know, I mean, that's just a fact. Our mind's been changed.
Yes, it exactly is. And, you know, it's just like this. You know, last week on Friday, the Federal Reserve, the Cleveland Fed president, Loretta Mester, said that the Federal Reserve's policy is in a good place right now. Really? I mean, how can all the quantitative easing, does everybody forget that there's still $120 billion monthly of quantitative easing going on? And you believe zero rates? That all is supposed to be a good place? I want to know what their bad place is like. I mean, it's just, they could just continue to say everything is just peachy keen and no, be happy, don't worry, be happy. And everybody agrees. I talked to someone this weekend. They said, yeah, he said, I don't even listen to national news anymore. He says, I can't stand it. He says, I voted for Trump. He says, I don't like the man. He's a disgusting human being, he said. But thought he was a businessman and that he would do something good for this country. He says, and then what happened? He says, I can't even stand. He says, so I'm out of it. He says, I'll probably never vote again. And that's where we should not be. We shouldn't be in that place. And I don't know, you know, we shouldn't get so discouraged because we have a large elderly population. We have all the baby boomers that are ready to walk away from it all. And that's what they're counting on. They're counting on all the baby boomers just walking away, forgetting about it because, hey, how many years do we have left? So, and what can we do? That's the idea. So, Butch, it's, I think that the generation underneath us or behind us is, and the one after that is what's really going to steer the course of this country. So.
And those are the ones, a lot of them going to college now, that they don't know whether they're boys or girls.
Yeah. But that isn't the, you know, that's, it's more than, you know, it's more than that. And it's,
well, it's not, it's a lot more than that, but it's all one big ball of wax. They've been indoctrinated. Again, the mind's been reset. They don't think, even like you and I think, Melody, they don't think the same. They've been taught differently. And that's, you can't even find high school children that
they haven't
work
been taught differently.
In a fast food place.
Programmed. They've been programmed.
That's it. That's all. Mm-hmm. That's it. Program's a good word for that. You're absolutely right. Absolutely right. Their computer in their head been programmed different, and that's why it is what it is. And I know what to say. I'm still on the radio. You are too, trying to tell people. And that's all I'm going to do is trying to warn the people. You know, it's a blessing that we are getting some responses and from people all over the world responding to what we're saying. They're starting to understand it because the scriptures are clear and teachings that I do. I'm a hillbilly. I teach in simple terms because I'm a simple man. And that's how I explain things. And we had a mind reset. And each generation has gotten a mind reset. And it's steadily gotten worse over all generations.
Really has, but there was always that foundation of the family.
It was.
To
and
where,
now that's
you
been
know,
reset.
Yeah, you might have been a little bit more loosey-goosey when you're younger age, but then your family fundamentals that were taught to you when you were younger kind of took over as you began to experience the world and you were able to see things. Nowadays, I don't know what that, you know, that family foundation is you know, what happened to
there's,
it. But I don't
there,
know. I guess there's just so
left.
Many problems.
There are some left. There are some families left that I
oh,
know
absolutely.
Personally. That, but
absolutely.
There's a bunch of them that aren't, you know. That I have to say the good ones outnumber quite a bit as far as foundations and the families. A lot of neighbors around me, homes that I've known for 40 years right here near me have split up.
Yeah.
You know, have split up. And I just talked to a gentleman today who's living with another couple who are not married. They have, she's with living with this guy. She's divorced from her husband. They have two or three children together. And one of them got, one of the gentlemen got angry and tore up everything in the basement, TV set and David tables. I mean, that's what the children are looking at. It breaks my heart to see that. But what's that do to the mind of the children?
Yeah.
So, anyway, I'm going to get on good news after the break.
All righty.
Okay.
You think I'm going to let you?
That. I hope so. Well, so, you lead the way. Like I said, you're the boss.
Well, here's one good news. Supreme Court to hear Mississippi abortion case challenging Roe versus Wade. That could be good news.
That could be good news.
Maybe. That could be good news.
It could be good news.
And what else are some one headliners until we go? Well, we're heading into break now, so we'll be right back. You're listening to Financial Survival. Please stay tuned.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cederstrom. I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Even though we're not talking much about the economy, and I don't think anything much has changed since Friday, so I sent Butch on a, gave him a chore to find good news for the day. And he did, so I'm just going to let him take over and give us some news.
But before I take over, you might want to share this story about American Airlines.
Oh, U.S. Airlines are going to may need to start weighing passengers. Yeah, you take it, go somewhere and you have to get weighed in order to comply with FAA rules. Now, this is all for safety. Carriers need to calculate an aircraft's weight and balance. It has to be within allowable limits for the plane. However, the assumptions they've been using for passengers are outdated because us Americans, we're just getting fatter. But the real clincher here is the federal government wants airlines to find out how much fatter their passengers have gotten. So...
it's just a matter of time they start charging by the pound. And you think I'm making it up, you just mark my words. You remember you used to be able to put your carry-on luggage, your luggage with no charge? Remember that?
I do.
Now they charge by the pound. You go over a certain weight, they really sock it to you. So why not on people? Same thing. Oh, my goodness. Well,
more money,
it's
more money,
own
more
good.
Money. That's what it boils down to, more money and to find out just how much you do weigh.
Well, it's our own good,
Melody. Are you being a little obedient?
Yeah, it's our own good, though, because we stay healthy. We eat right.
Yes, we need to obey the government.
Absolutely. But I will start us.
I just got to say one more thing. I saw this on one of the Facebook postings, and it just really... someone was saying that everybody needs... it was a, you know, it was a pro-vaccine. You know, go get your vaccine and so forth and whatnot. And the comment was, be patriotic. Be a patriot and get your vaccine.
Oh, my gosh.
Be a patriot. You're only a patriot if you get your vaccine. If you don't get your vaccine, you're not a patriot. It's like, where do these people get these comments and these ideas and their thoughts? Where does it come from? Anyway.
They must have a think tank sitting around these things up to get people in line, at least try to. Some of them are outright stupid, to tell you the truth, but that sounded like one of the stupid ones.
I know.
But this is a good one, because you don't see it happen very often anymore, any longer. The name of Jesus Christ in the public arena is almost, it's almost outlawed most places. Well, some places it is against the rules. In the VA hospital, for example, if you say a prayer, you cannot mention Jesus Christ in the prayer. That's a fact, folks. But Arizona Senator Kelly Townsend leads powerful prayer in Jesus' name for Arizona audit. As you know, they're auditing the election. The senator said, Father God, we prostrate ourselves before you today. We see the danger coming. We see the storm clouds have risen. We were not afraid because we know there is a legion of angels surrounding us. God, we beseech you, expose the fraud. God, fill the hearts of whistleblowers that they are that to be strong, lest they lose their jobs. There's a better one waiting. Father God, let not money and security be that which keeps our mouths closed, but open our mouths to speak the truth as to what has happened. And hold those accountable who seek to destroy freedom in this country that you have given to us, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, I speak over the state, over this country, and over the whole world, Lord, that benefits from the freedom that we experience. We speak in your name, Jesus Christ, that you set things right, that you opened up secrets, and you let us see, and we hold those accountable. God, in your name, we need to be held accountable. We speak these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. That is a rare thing. It really is. You don't hear that much anymore. But the crowd loved it. So we'll see. That's good news. That's a step in the right direction. And if you want to add anything, Mel, you just jump in, okay? I won't keep bugging you to ask, but if you want to add anything, you jump in.
Well, you got all the good news.
I got the good news. And this one, I think, is really nature. Creation is marvelous. If we understood creation, and we have healing herbs and plants all over this world that can heal all diseases, and I'm convinced they've been found, but because of the dollar sign in pharmaceuticals, pharmakia, which means sorcery in the Bible, we're not hearing about what does what, but almost all drugs started off in this nation as something derived from plants. And of course, it went to petrochemicals under the Rockefellers and others because they made money for the petrochemical drugs. But they started out as natural things. And I think that there's something here for caring about everything that mankind suffers from if we would just look. But anyway, listen to this one. Rubber made from dandelions is making tires more sustainable. Truly a wondrous plant. And you know, a lot of people in this country think dandelions are a weed. Dandelions are one of the most nutritious plants grown on earth. You can eat every part of dandelion. I've eaten the blooms, and I know it's probably in the healthy way to do it, but they're deep fried blooms. It tastes delicious. You can make salads out of the leaves. The roots are high in vitamin C and other vitamins and minerals. Dandelion is a crop. It can be grown for food. But now they finally make rubber from it. As companies continue to search for more environmentally regenerative materials to use in manufacturing, the tire industry is beginning to revisit an old Soviet method of rubber making, rubber cultivation, using a plant that's considered a pesky weed in the West, dandelions. A major tire company in Germany has partnered with the University of Aachen to produce dandelion rubber tires in a bid to cut back on landfill waste, microplastic pollution, deforestation, and economic shortcomings related to rubber tree cultivation. While the concept of dandelion rubber seems like a Harry Potter spell waiting to happen, as mentioned previously, it was actually developed by the Soviet Union in the quest for self-sufficiency. Reporting from DW tells the story of a scavenger hunt across the largest country ever and the testing of more than 1,000 different specimens before dandelions growing in Kazakhstan were found to be the perfect fit. Previously, the world used the rubber trees, mostly Hiva Basilia from Brazil, but during the Second World War, the major powers of the USSR, UK, US, and Germany were all cultivating dandelions for rubber manufacturing. I did not know this. After the war ended, demand and supply gradually returned to Brazil, and eventually to synthetic tires made from petrochemicals. There you go, petrochemicals again, folks. The same one that runs the pharmaceutical companies, makes rubber for your tires, makes plastic for your bottles, makes plastic for the bags you put your saline solution in the hospital. Plastic is made by petrochemicals that do bleed and leach into the product that's inside them, and that's a fact. So dandelions can be used to make rubber. Isn't that amazing? Melly, I hadn't heard that before, had you? This is brand new to me. You ever heard
that
before?
No, and you know, when I was a little girl, my grandparents, you know, he'd pull the dandelions out, and he'd, you know, we would eat dandelion, and he would get cooked potatoes, and you wouldn't mash them or anything, but you just smash them with your fork.
Right.
And he would put the dandelions, and I think he would kind of use, I can't remember if he used bacon, like a bacon dressing with the dandelion. So it's very healthy for you.
Dandelion greens are delicious. They are healthy for you.
One of the healthiest foods you can eat. And,
absolutely.
And I think because of that, I think that's what kept me, you know, because of we had our own garden and everything like that, we did eat the dandelions and, you know, they didn't have the bad food that they, I think that's why, you know, we're healthy,
I agree.
Some of us were healthy today.
I agree. I totally agree. We grew our own food. We had our own fresh chickens. You know, we had fresh eggs. And we, you know, we had fresh milk. Yeah, I agree. I totally agree. And we had to work. We didn't sit in the house and play video games all day. Didn't have them then. We had to work. We would get outside and play with our children, you know, playing ball and horseshoes and tag and anything else. But that, yeah, it's a different setup. Yeah. But I did not, this is amazing. I mean, God made a little yellow flower that can make rubber for your tires.
We call it a weed.
We call it a weed. And I tell people all the time, people say, well, you have a lot of weeds. I mean, people, no, dandelion's not a weed. I don't try to wipe out dandelions. Not only that, but they feed bees. Mm-hmm. Honeybees love dandelion. And we chopped off all the milkweed in the fields. And that's a plant that the monarch butterfly eats on. You don't see many monarch butterflies anymore because nobody has any milkweed growing along the road anymore. They sprayed the roads and killed the milkweed. They said the farmers cut the fields and killed the milkweed. Milkweed is what monarch butterflies feed on, and they're almost going extinct. So anyway, there's no charge to that, Martin Bell. That was a free insert.
All right.
Okay.
That's good news.
I thought you'd enjoy it.
That's happy news.
Floating dandelion seeds produce vortex not noticed before by scientists. Now this, again, is God. It's God's handiwork and creation. It's at its best. The extraordinary flying ability of dandelion seeds is possible thanks to a form of flight that has not been seen before in nature. The discovery, which confirms a common plant among the natural world's best flyers, shows that movement of air around and within the parachute-shaped bundle of bristles enables seeds to travel great distances, often a kilometer or more, kept afloat entirely by wind power. Researchers from the University of Edinburgh carried out experiments to better understand why dandelion seeds fly so well, despite their parachute structure being largely made up of empty space. The studies reveal that a ring-shaped air bubble forms as air moves through the bristles, enhancing the drag that slows each seed's descent to the ground. This newly found form of air bubble, which the scientists have named the separated vortex ring, is physically detached from the bristles and is stabilized by airflow through it. The amount of air flowing through, which is critical for keeping the bubble stable and directly above the seed in flight, is precisely controlled by the spacing of the bristles. What a coincidence. Evolution's wonderful. But anyway, the flight mechanism of the bristly parachute underpins the seed's steady flight. It is four times more efficient than what is possible with conventional parachute design, according to the research. Isn't that amazing?
Really is.
That is creation. Mia, Melody, that shows the God of creation. I mean, right down to a dandelion seed being made perfectly to float through the air. And he did it all in 6 days. Wow. I thought that was wonderful.
It is wonderful.
That type of news makes me feel good because I know my God is still on the throne. Yeah, things are rough, but I know he's still in charge. This next article is actually a little video. It shows a little boy, I'd say about 8 or 9 years old. Boy brings purse left outside the neighbor's front door. A doorbell camera caught a young man biking around the neighborhood when he saw a purse left on a car. He took it to the front door and pedaled away. He showed him on the bike. He went past this house, saw it, stopped, turned around, come back up, parked his bike on the edge of the street, walked over, got the purse off the back car, carried it up to the front door, sat on the front porch, rung the doorbell, and just left. Now that touched me. That's wonderful. I mean, the little fella actually cared enough to stop by and take care of somebody's purse. That encouraged me. For the people out there, there's still some decent people, even young children, that are willing to do that. That's a touching thing to watch on the video. All right, move on. Now you join me anytime you want to. I mean, I got plenty of stories. You join me when you're ready.
Will do.
Elderly man gets lessons on hair and makeup to help his struggling wife. This really particularly touched my heart. A devoted 79-year-old husband visited a beauty school to get lessons in hair and makeup to help his beautiful wife, who can no longer get ready by herself. The gentleman walked into Alberta's Del Mar College of Hair and Aesthetics and told director Carrie Hanna they wanted to learn how to use a curling wand. His wife's vision was failing, and she kept burning herself as a result, so he was looking for a few tips. The man who paired with his student and mannequin and was taught how to operate the curling wand protects his wife's skin. He also asked for tips on applying her mascara. The adorable OAP, I don't know what that means, older, I don't know, also asked for tips on applying her mascara. Carrie said, my staff and students were so touched by a sincere wish to help his wife of 50-plus years. He lovingly pulled out pictures from his wallet, showing everyone his wife, and boasted about how beautiful and talented she had always been. Her appearance has always been something she has taken pride in, and it's important to her, so therefore important to him. He's turning 80 in May, and I think he's also a very brave man for stepping into a hair college and asking for lessons in styling hair, as I don't think too many men would do that. In an age of staged social media photos, it was really great to see an authentic, real human gesture of love. Since his initial visit, both the man and his wife have visited the college to express their gratitude to everyone there. Carrie said they are both surprised with his new professional skills, and her hair is looking great.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
Isn't that beautiful? That really is. I mean, I'm keeping a few of these stories to share in the next Bible study because I want to see... Yeah, I want people to hear this because there's people out there. Yeah, we're in the world's in a mess, folks, but there's good people out there that are still trying to help each other and husband and wife that love their wives and vice versa. I mean, that touched me about it because this November and March time, we'll be married 50 years. 50 years. And I still like holding her hand. Isn't that silly?
No.
I mean, a lot of people probably think it is. But that's just the way it is with us. It's just something that we've always been close. She's always been my best friend, and we argue sometimes, just like two friends would. But still, my best friend. I'll start an article. It's about break time or so, about minute break time. But I'll try this. Struggling mom of five left in tears, but an anonymous note and food left on the doorstep. A mom of five says she was moved to tears after finding a heartwarming note, the bags of food that left on her doorstep by an anonymous stranger. Back in October, Emma Frost, this is in England, from Blackcon in Cheshire, said when there was an unexpected knock on the door, her daughter answered to find two full bags of shopping and five children's lunches waiting on the step. The mom said when she came in, she told me that someone had left the shopping with a note, reported Cheshire Live. When I read the note, I teared up. I was shocked. It was totally unexpected. A handwritten note left with the bag said, Hi, Emma. I'm doing food drops in the community, and someone has put your name forward to receive one. I'm also doing kids' packed lunches Monday through Friday. That is beautiful. More good news. Wonderful. Yeah, there's some bad things going on, people, but I'm telling you what, if you're blessed to have good neighbors around you and a good family, you're doing very well. So that's it in long, that'll break time along, Billy. So I got a lot more to go after the break if you want to keep on going with them.
All right, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. Make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. We're taking a little bit of a different spin today, and it's a good news Monday.
Good mood Monday.
Not sure we're going to have another one, but it's good news today. And I think we will, because it is really nice to hear good news. And these are wonderful stories. And, you know, because we do forget sometimes about the goodness of people in this nation, because everything is always focused on all the bad things that people do and not on the good part. So I do like it. So thank you.
Well, I'm enjoying it myself. I really am. And I was looking the stories up. I'm looking through some of them. And again, the one on the dandelion really blessed me because it showed my God's hand in creation. And I looked at the elder gentleman going to beauty school to learn how to take care of his wife. It doesn't get any better than that. I mean, that is devotion beyond common devotion. It really is. This next article, man surprises twins with every item on a Christmas list after balloon travels 600 miles. This is beautiful too. In December, 4-year-old twins from Kansas released balloons with their Christmas list attached to Santa. A man in Louisiana found one of them and honored the girl's wishes. Luna and Ganella's mother, Leticia Gonzalez, told Good Morning America that she had no expectations that anyone would respond to the balloons. But when one of the balloons was discovered by Alvin Bamberg in Grand Cane, Louisiana, he took it to social media to find out more. He said, "Found this in the woods in Grand Lane, Louisiana. Would love to know when it was launched. Looks like it traveled over 600 miles. Feel free to share." And he wrote on Facebook. And he had no compassion, his name once had opened it, and it was a Christmas list. "I just had to do something for them," Bamberg told GMA. After hundreds of shared with family, friends, and strangers, Bamberg found Leticia Gonzalez. "The family was found through many shares. Thank you all who helped. We have heard from the mom and are going to work with her to figure out the best way to grant her daughter's wishes." Bamberg purchased all the gifts on Luna's list, with the exception of the puppy, and shipped them all to Gonzalez's household. But he didn't stop there. Bamberg and his wife bought a puppy for the twins and drove hours from Louisiana to Kansas to give the dog to Luna and Janella in person. Now, how's that?
Nice story.
That is a nice story. Warms your heart. And that's needed once in a while, folks. It really is. Man received new car thanks to the kindness of a good Samaritan. This is Toledo, Ohio. I shouldn't take time to tell this story, but I'm going to. Years ago, just a little boy, we had some neighbors live beside us. Their name was Helen and Dean Luger. And Helen was called Babe, but Babe and Dean Luger. They took a trip to Ohio. Now, these are country hicks, folks, just like I am. One of them was asleep in the car and woke up and just driving into Toledo. She woke up and said, "We're in Toodly-Doo." But so, that's a true story. So anyway, we're in Toodly-Doo. But back to the story. During a snowstorm earlier this year, Jimmy Preston spotted John Brandleberry walking along Holland-Savannah Road heading to work. Preston stopped and gave Brandleberry a lift to his job at Kroger. After the encounter, Preston and the nonprofit Blessings in Disguise helped give Brandenberry the finances to take driver's education courses and fees to receive his driver's license. And now the driver license is in hand, Brandenberry received one more surprise on Thursday, a 2013 Toyota RAV4 that has been fully paid off. Jim White Toyota covered more than half of the price with money from GoFundMe that Preston set up covering the rest, plus 6 months of car insurance. Brandenberry will also receive a new bike rack for his car and a new bike. He said it shows there are still good people in the world. You should treat everyone how you want to be treated, he said.
Beautiful. Very nice.
Beautiful story. That's another beautiful story. If you want, now you chime in if you want to. I'm just sharing story after story here. But I want people to know that this, we still have great people around us. They really are there. Man in Beaver Creek buys $4,000 in gift cards to pay for strangers' meals. A man bought $4,000 worth of gift cards from the Dunkin' in Beaver Creek to help people after a difficult year. Food, breakfast, sandwiches, coffee, you name it. It was all free, store manager Samantha Owen said. She said he originally tried to purchase $1,000 gift cards through the drive-thru Friday. Store employees told him he needed to come inside, and once inside, he upped the donation of $4,000 in gift cards. I think I probably asked him about a million times, "Are you positive? Are you sure?" Owen said. The man said he wanted the store to pay for everyone's orders until the money ran out. He had really just wanted to explain how rough the year was and how he wanted to do any way he could to pay it forward, and this was the best way to pay it forward. Owen said the man's donations paid for more than 300 customers' orders.
Wow.
That is touching. That is touching. It's just one time in my lifetime I drove through a drive-thru and a guy before me paid for an order. It happened to me one time, and I passed it back to the next guy. So, but that gives you a warm feeling. Somebody you don't even know, a stranger, I was in a different state even. So I didn't pay attention to the car in front of me, but he paid for mine and Marsha's meal. You know, he asked him,
that's
I guess the lady.
That's happened to me. Yeah, that's happened to me.
That is warming, and I just passed it back to the next car. The Bible says that it's more blessed to give than to receive, and it is because it makes you feel good inside that you've been blessed enough that you can bless somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
It does. They need the money more than I did. Iowa Cubs owner kept all full-time employees on during pandemic. When the Pacific Coast League announced the cancellation of 2020 season just last June due to the pandemic, most minor league baseball owners furloughed or laid off full-time staff members. But Gardner remained loyal to the staff. "We kept everybody on full pay and benefits the whole time. We lost $4 million. But they needed the money more than I did," Gardner told the Des Moines Register. "To get ready for opening day, I didn't really have to do anything. I've got all these great people who work here."
Oh.
How about that?
Hmm.
How about that? I mean, $4 million that was lost, but he didn't consider it lost. He gave to people that worked for him to supply their needs. That's not a lost meal. That's a definite plus. You know what I'm saying?
It absolutely is.
That's a profit beyond words. We'll go on with these articles. Texas-based burger chain Whataburger thanks employees with $90 million in bonuses. San Antonio-based hamburger chain Whataburger has awarded more than $90 million in bonuses to its employees as a thank you for their service during the coronavirus pandemic and severe winter weather that swept the South, according to a press release sent in today. "The past year reshaped how we live, work, and play, with the restaurant and hospitality industry being heavily impacted by the pandemic and this year's crippling winter storms. We are so humbled and grateful for the loyalty of our customers during this time," Ed Nelson, Whataburger CEO, told today in an email statement. "We wanted to help ensure that our family members and their families were taken care of and thank them for continuing to go the extra mile to serve our guests with great pride, care, and love. Our family members and guests are the foundation of our success, and we are grateful for both. First founded in 1950, today Whataburger has approximately 840 locations in 10 states, primarily Texas and New Mexico, with self-reported annual sales of more than $2.5 billion. Employees of the popular chain lovingly referred to as family members also received extra mile bonuses, emergency pay, and a doubling of the 401k plan matching for 2020.
Well,
I don't know how I can say anything. That's just again another story that just should warm your heart. I mean, owner of that, a billionaire, took time to take care of his employees, and you would think, well, it's just a hamburger joint. People work there and need the money or they wouldn't be there, Melody. So to them, it's a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
A huge blessing. So these are, again, another heartwarming story that there are some good people out there, even billionaires, who care enough to help the people that they call family that work in their businesses. You know, I've been blessed in the ministry here in my little office here in West Virginia. They have two ladies work for me now. One of them worked for me for almost 22 years, and her mom can work by 15, 16 years ago. And this office is run, if I don't show up, I wasn't here, it's taken care of. And that is a blessing. They are family. I consider them family. Half of CDC, NIH, and FDA employees refused to the experimental COVID-19 jabs. And that's good news, folks. That proves that we're not nuts. People who work for CDC, National Institute of Health, and the Food and Drug Administration, half of them won't take the jabs. That shows that we're not insane. A Senate hearing has revealed what utter lunatics these health agencies are. Senator Richard Burr, Republican of North Carolina, directed questions to Anthony Fauci, Peter Marks, and Rochelle Walensky, and asked what percentage of the employees were vaccinated. It turns out that roughly half of our medical overlords don't even want the experimental jabs themselves. Despite being some of the first groups to offer the experimental jab, many in each agency are refusing it. So a medical overlord allowed to refuse the jab, but regular Americans who don't want it get treated like second-class citizens. This also raises the question of why they're refusing the experimental jabs. What do these medical overlords know that we don't know? So about 45% of the CDC, FDA employees refusing the COVID-19 vaccine, according to Fauci and Marks. CDC and FDA employees were in the first groups to be offered the vaccine. So I thought that was good news. It shows that you and I are not totally off a rocker. Even the ones who brought this vaccination to the people don't want it. Half of them don't want it. They don't want to take it. So that, I think, in my mind, is a great step in the fact that we are not off our rocker for not wanting the vaccine. They don't trust it, and they're on the inside. What do they know that we don't know? Okay, I guess she's there somewhere. But anyway, we'll just
move
on.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm listening.
Okay. Anyway.
Was that a question to me?
Oh, I was going to say, what do they know that we don't know? I mean, just a question to anybody, I guess. Missouri teen gives away money saved for college after being awarded scholarship. St. Charles, Missouri, Joshua Nelson is graduating from his suburban St. Louis High School in the coming weeks with a scholarship to Southeast Missouri State in hand. The 18-year-old, though, isn't just satisfied with having his own tuition paid for his pursuit in the school's optometry program. Nelson, his classmates, and his teachers told KSDK, he's preparing to award the $1,000 he's already saved for school to another college-bound teenager, and he's hoping his grant would motivate others to add on to it. I really thought it was important to give back to my community that poured in so much for me, Nelson said of St. Charles, Louisiana, Missouri. He added, honestly, it makes me feel on top of the world. The fact that I can just help somebody a little bit makes me feel great, and I really want to see other people succeed. Mm. Another beautiful story.
Yes.
And everybody, I think, knows who... It is a good one. Everybody knows who Shaquille O'Neal is, I think, don't they?
I think so.
I mean, a big dude. Anyway, Shaquille O'Neal pays for engagement ring for a random man at jewelry store. During a segment on the NBA on TNT, in which O'Neal is an analyst, the four-time NBA champion talked about how he paid for an engagement ring for a man who was shopping at a jewelry store, USA Today reported. I'm just trying to make people smile. That's all, O'Neal said of the sweet gesture. In the video, O'Neal is seen handing out that sales clerk his credit card before he goes to the man who was buying the ring, USA Today reported. This isn't the first time O'Neal has done something nice for a random stranger. According to People, O'Neal provided a 12-year-old paralyzed in a shooting in Atlanta, his family a new home in 2019. In 2020, O'Neill bought a fan a laptop after they shared their condolences with his former teammate Kobe Bryant, and his sister had passed away, people reported. So even Shaquille O'Neal is showing he has a heart. And one more, we're running out of time here. Prodigy, 12 years old, graduates high school and college in the same month. Gee whiz. An overachieving 12-year-old boy is graduating from high school and college next month. Mike Wimmer of Salisbury, North Carolina, took a year to complete 4 years of schooling and will graduate Rowan Carabarras Community College on May 21st and from Concord Academy High School on May 28th. To rub it in, he's also a valedictorian of the high school. His mother credits his success to being a problem solver at heart. If one door is locked, he'll find out another way around to figure out how to accomplish his goals, his mother, Melissa Wimmer, said. Mike, who completed college with a 4.0 GPA and high school with a 5.45 GPA, sees a future in technology. He's already created his own startup named Reflect Social. My entrepreneurial goal is to build technology that enables people to live lives better, he told CNN. Well, there you go. A whole 45 minutes or so of good news.
Well, how about that?
Hope everybody enjoyed it. I really do. Because I did.
Well, I think we did. And so we appreciate you taking all that time to look up those stories. And maybe we'll have some more of those days.
Anytime.
It's just good news. So we'll be back tomorrow with the same news stories with what's happening today. So thank you, Butch. I really do appreciate
it. You're welcome.
And thank you everyone out there. And we'll be back tomorrow. So until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Still, there never seems to be a single penny left for me.
That's too bad.